Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to say so long. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere, they're just song titles. Take a trip to the dentist, look at some stuff, celebrate some birthdays, and hear from some rascals. Last week we played some So Long songs, where So Long was a measure of time. This week we've got another set of So Long songs, but So Long in the sense of goodbye. Here's the University Six.
Thank you. Hear that gospel train a-comin' rumblin' round the bend. Goodbye, baby, you won't see me again for so long. So long, honey, so long. On she comes, honey. Gonna swing her, too. I ain't got a dime, but I'll ride that train, baby, to the end of the line. So, so long, honey. So long, baby, so long. So long, honey. Oh-lay, oh-lay, oh-lay. Wish you could go with me, but you'll have to wait and meet your daddy at the Golden Gate. So, so long, honey. So long, baby, so long. The oldly, oldly. What makes me cry, but it breaks my heart, baby, to tell you goodbye. So, so long, honey. So long, honey, so long.
When I get up yonder, baby, hope I can look down at you with a feeling of satisfaction that you've been true blue. So long, honey. So long, baby, so long.
Well, there's a rather divergent mix of so long songs. We started off with the University Six, one of the California Rambler small groups, and So Long Pal from April 12, 1927. The vocalist was Arthur Fields. So Long Pal was written by Paul Van Lone, Ernie Anderson, and Roy Bergier, and was followed by Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra, one of three bands resident at the Piccadilly Hotel in London in 1925, the others being led by Jack Hilton and Don Parker. We heard Goodbye Sal, So Long Gal, recorded for Vocalion in August. Goodbye Sal, So Long Pal was written by Henry Creamer, Joe Shuster, and Harry Gentis. From there, it was all the way back to 1906 with Ada Jones and So Long Mary. But you knew that because the announcer told you. So Long Mary was written by George M. Cohan for the play 45 Minutes from Broadway, the title of which refers to the 45-minute train ride from New Rochelle to Broadway. The play opened on New Year's Day 1906 at the New Amsterdam Theater and ran for 90 performances. That's from an Edison gold-molded record, not a flat disc record, but a cylinder record. Gold-molded records were technologically advanced from their predecessor, the brown wax cylinder. They were developed in 1902, and the playback speed was 160 revolutions per minute, with 100 threads per inch, meaning they would play for 1.5 to 2.5 minutes, hence their nickname, two-minute cylinders. They were discontinued in 1912. So Long Mary was also recorded by Corinne Morgan for both Victor and Columbia on flat disc records. We finished up with guitarist Bill Carlisle, who wasn't even born when Ada Jones recorded that cylinder. He was born December 19, 1908, and became a fixture on the Grand Ole Opry for almost 50 years. Bill and older brother Cliff were two of country music's most popular performers, beginning in the mid-1930s, working solo and together on a number of radio stations in the Southeast. They made their first records together in 1933 for the American Record Corporation. We heard So Long Baby from June 18, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this next segment, for no particular reason, we're going to do some looking, beginning with Smith Ballou, who's looking at you. Thank you.
is the sun brighter? Why is the day lighter? What makes the blue of the sea bluer when I'm looking at you? Why are the stars nearer? Why is the sky clearer? What makes the song of the birds newer when I'm looking at you? Why are the wildflowers showing colors glowing? Why are the wild ferns growing taller too? Why is the sun brighter? Why is my heart lighter? What makes the promise of heaven truer when I'm looking at you?
Fleeing, I'm admiring the view, cause it's you I'm seeing, and the sweet honey dew of well-being settled upon me. What is this light that shines when you enter like a star in the night? And what's to prevent her from destroying my sight if you center all of it on me? Looking at you, I'm filled with the essence of the quintessence of joy. Looking at you, I hear poets telling of lovely Helen of Troy. Darling, life seems so gray, I wanted to end it till that wonderful day. You started to mend it, and if you'll only stay, then I'll spend it looking at you. Thank you.
We started and ended that looking set with two different Looking at Yous. The first, written by Irving Berlin, was technically Looking at You Across the Breakfast Table and was performed there by Ben Selvin and his orchestra with the vocal by Smith Ballou. That recording is from February 20th, 1930, and was followed by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on January 16th, 1930, with When I'm Looking at You. When I'm Looking at You was written by Clifford Gray with music by Herbert Stothart and was introduced by Lawrence Tibbett in the film The Rogue Song. The second Looking at You was written by Cole Porter and is from the play Wake Up and Dream, where it was first performed in London by Jesse Matthews and Sonny Hale. That recording was by Jack Hilton and his orchestra with the vocal by Sam Brown on March 27, 1929.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
For this next segment, for no particular reason, we're going to hear from some Rascals.
Thank you. smile your blues away. Look for the sun, get all the fun, and make a brighter day. Keep smiling, sing the whole day through. Just give and take, you'll get a break, and joy will come to you. Take trouble by the hand and show him the door. Just make him understand that he's not wanted anymore. Keep smiling, that's the thing to do. Don't be behind, you'll always find the world will smile at you.
Beautiful heaven in my arms was you. you're dead, you're right for you. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you're right for you. Now I brought you into my home, you wouldn't leave my wife alone. Oh, you ain't no good at all, you rascal, you. When you're dead, you rascal, you. Oh, I'll be glad when you leave this earth, you dog. When you're buried 6 feet deep, no more fried chicken will you eat. Oh, you old rascal, you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun and throw you to the buzzards when I'm done. Oh, you old dog, you old rascal. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Say, boy, what is it that you got that makes my wife think you hot? Oh, you ain't no good at all, you rascal.
Well, of course, when you think of You Rascal You, you think of Cab Calloway, but that version wasn't bad. Ernie Palmquist and his Carolina Collegians from a Champion 78 made in Richmond, Indiana, on November 16, 1931. The vocalist was Harry Yeager, J-A-E-G-E-R. On issues of the band's other recordings on the Superior label, they were credited as Bud Reynolds, Chuck Winter, and Harlan Hastie and his orchestra. Now there's a catchy name. In June of 1931, Ernie Palmquist and his recording Carolina Collegians were playing weekends at Eagle's Million Dollar Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Before Ernie Palmquist, we had three different sets of rascals. We started off with the three rhythm rascals with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, and You've Got Me in the Palm of Your Hand from July 2, 1932. The three rhythm rascals were Robert Hawthorne, Freddie Fritsch, and Robert Keith. You've Got Me in the Palm of Your Hand was written by James Monaco. That was followed by The Rhythm Rascals, directed by Jay Wilbur, and Keep Smiling, recorded in London on April 8, 1936. The vocalist there was Cyril Grantham, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. And our third group of rascals was The Three Rascals, backed by the Meyer Davis Orchestra on Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? The Three Rascals are unidentified, but Did You Ever See a Dream Walking was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel and is from the Paramount picture Sitting Pretty. That was recorded November 23, 1933. I'm the rascally Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, my godson's wife Cynthia had some dental issues and pointed out on Facebook that she'd rather go slogging through hell than go to the dentist. I can sympathize, but Cynthia, remember what Sheriff John says, don't be afraid of the dentist, for the dentist really is your friend. I probably won't be able to repeat what Cynthia will have to say in response to that little platitude, and I don't know if this will make her feel any better, but here's Laura Bryant, and she's got the dentist chair blues.
Oh, doctor, put me in your dentist chair and pull this tooth for me. Ooh. I'm having so much trouble with old toothache blues. Oh, doctor, I'm having so much trouble with old toothache blues. It's got me floor walking and wearing out my shoes. Oh, doctor, I need a quick filling dentist, 'cause I'm mean and cross. Oh, Lord, doctor, I need a quick filling dentist, 'cause I'm mean and cross. Lordy, lordy, at night I'm hot with fever, and I just roll and talk. Oh, when I went to my dentist, he put me in his chair. Oh, Lord, oh, look out there, doctor. When I went to my dentist, he put me in his chair. What is that, doctor? I see it's a long, pointed, sharp something. Don't make me pull my hair. He shot a funny something into my cavity. What is that now, doctor? What is that funny thing? I see you're shooting a funny something into my cavity. Oh, I know what that is. That's a cocaine, a soothing liquid to ease my pain for me. Oh, oh, doctor, doctor, oh, oh, doctor, doctor, oh, doctor, doctor. Never get out of here. I'll never come back no more. Sure was a rough old dentist. He made me mourn and weep. Sure was a rough old dentist. He made me mourn and weep. I told him he was grinding into my roots too deep. He kept right on a program until I lost my head. He kept right on a program until I lost my head. Right now I can't remember the many things he did. And when he laid me way back, my senses left me fast. And when he laid me way back, my senses left me fast. Before I hardly knew it, he flooded me with gas. I woke up weak and dizzy. He told me that I was. Woke up weak and dizzy. He told me that I would. But all my pain had left me. He really doctor. You was rough, but you're so good.
From a QRS 78, yes, QRS, the piano roll folks, who made a short foray into making records in the late 20s, that was Laura Bryant with Clarence Williams and his orchestra in January of 1929 and parts 1 and 2 of Dentist Chair Blues. Now, this is a family show, and that record has nothing to do whatsoever with anything other than going to the dentist. Hattie McDaniel, the first African-American to win an Academy Award, Best Supporting Actress for her role as Mammy in Gone with the Wind, also recorded Dentist Chair Blues with Papa Charlie Jackson, who was identified on the label as Dentist Jackson. Cynthia, I hope your dental issues are taken care of and that you won't have to visit the dentist for anything other than a routine cleaning for a very long time. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. There were a number of vintage artists whose birthdays were last week. We haven't celebrated many birthdays lately, and nobody got their own segment this week. But we'll get to as many as we have time for in this last segment of the show, beginning with one of my favorite records, by Ace Burgaud and his 14 Virginians. Thank you.
here in a minute. You folks can do something for me. Here's a taxi and my sweetie is in it. What I ask you now is on the QT. Won't you look this baby over? Tell me, don't you think he's fine? Only how I want you to know that he's mine, all mine. Get a load of those two dimples. Why his kisses taste like wine? Only how I want you to know that he's mine, all mine. And if he didn't have a cent to his name, that wouldn't matter, I'd still love him just the same. But his dad has lots of money, it'll all be his in time. Only all that big load of dough will be mine, all mine. Now I've been kissed by experts, I've been kissed by sheep. But when my baby kisses me, say I stay kissed for weeks. Now I met Bill from Louisville, and loving Sam's my friend. But where my sweetie starts to love, those babies and oh, what a lover. I'm telling you, not undercover, I'll prove it to you.
Thank you.
We started off this final segment of the first show of 2013 with Ace Burgaud and his 14 Virginians and a quintessential 20s tune, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, from 1925. Walter Donaldson wrote the music and Gus Kahn the lyrics. Ace Burgaud was born Athos C. Burgaud on January 5, 1893 in Illinois. He died February 3, 1960. That was followed by Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees and If You Were the Only Girl in the World and I Were the Only Boy in November of 1929. If You Were the Only Girl in the World was written by Clifford Gray and Nat Ayer. Rudy Vallee was followed by Jane Green, born January 2, 1897, and Mine All Mine from 1927. Mine All Mine was written by Sam H. Stepp, Herman Ruby, and Ruby Cowan. That was Jane's last recording. Unfortunately, she died at the all-too-early age of 34 on August 28, 1931. Rudy Vallee was actually born Herbert Pryor Vallee and was given the name Rudy because of his love of the music of our final artist, Rudy Weedoft, who we heard there with Sax Serene from 1925. Rudy Weedoft was born in Detroit, Michigan on January 3, 1893, into a musical family. He started off playing violin but switched to clarinet after an injury to his bowing arm and then discovered the saxophone. He died on February 18, 1940. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.